You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, oh, welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. Welcome to the presence of God. Hallelujah. This is where we are praying. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. We thank God on this day. We are simply presenting ourselves unto God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Amen. Romans 12 and 1. I just want to read it. I want to lay my eyes on it again and read it for us, because this is what we are doing today. Amen. Hallelujah. I beseech you that in this moment, in this time, in this hour, let us not take this moment before the Lord for granted. Let us not take it like, oh yeah, like we're so conditioned and accustomed, some of us, maybe one of us, all of us, I don't know, but just accustomed to turning on a podcast or turning on a YouTube, turning on a social media post, going to the website of the pastors and prophets and preachers and all the things, men of and women of God that we listen to, and not just in this hour, but even every time we go to hear the word, to get in His presence, may we not take it like it's just like it's casual or I'm used to it, but may we just be ever so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Like it's our first time. Like it's my first time coming before you, Lord. That I'm not used to coming to you in this manner, in this way. Make me attentive. Let me be attentive. Let me hear. Let us hear in a way we haven't heard before. Let us see in a way we haven't seen before. Let us experience you in a way that we haven't experienced you. Amen? So let's be intentional in this moment. Let's be intentional in this now. Ah, hallelujah, reboshandaya. Let us be intentional in this now. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for this moment in time. We don't take it for granted. We know that it's you that led us to this moment. We only come before you because you draw us. So here we are, O God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, this is Apostle Paul speaking to the church in Rome. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. Every single day, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Now, what are you having us to sacrifice? What are you having us to give up, to take on, to walk away from, to walk into, to stay in? Hallelujah. To cleave to. Hallelujah. To let go of. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. To the denying of self. These are sacrificial living. That I'm going to have to deny myself. Maybe more than I would like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I got to sacrifice even that liking place. I got to get myself. We got to get ourselves off of the feelings of the likings and the dislike. I like this. I dislike this. I don't tolerate this. I tolerate that. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit, that we will encounter God in some places that we don't necessarily tolerate, and God is having us to deny some things in that place of, oh no, I don't tolerate. In some places where we tolerate, he may have us denying some things, okay? Hallelujah. So let's just still ourselves right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, right now we reverence you. Lord God, right now we exalt you. Hallelujah. We come into this moment with cares. We come into this moment with worries. We come into this moment with issues. We come into this moment with requests. We come into this moment with petitions. We come into this moment with some grievances. We come into this moment even, let's be honest, with some complaints. We come into this moment, hallelujah, with some compliments. We come into this moment with some things. We come into this moment with some burdens. We come into this moment heavy laden. We come into this moment, hallelujah, with some cries. We come into this moment, hallelujah, with some needs. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We come into this moment with some likings and dislikings. We come into this moment with hopes, hallelujah, and even some despairs. We come into this moment with dreams and desires. We come into this moment with words of promise that you have spoken to us. We come into this moment, hallelujah, having been waiting. We come into this moment, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, with sicknesses and hurts and pains, and we come into this moment, hallelujah, with life weighing us down. We come into this moment with some praise. We come into this moment with some testimonies. We come into this moment while enduring some tests. We come into this moment having just come out of the fire. We come into this moment in the fire. We come into this moment feeling lost. We come into this moment feeling found. We come into this moment feeling confused. We come into this moment feeling real clear. We come into this moment, hallelujah, giving you glory. We come into this moment, even some of us, in just a silence. Hallelujah. We come into this moment overwhelmed. We come into this moment underwhelmed. We come into this moment feeling numb. We come into this moment, hallelujah, feeling everything. We come into this moment, oh God, with some fears. We come into this moment, oh God, feeling anxious about some things. Oh God, we're coming into this moment seeking your will. we come into this moment and maybe carrying our will a little bit too much. We come into this moment seeking you, O Master, O Rabbi, to teach us. We come into this moment to get closer to you, no matter how long we've been walking with you. We want to get closer to you. We come into this moment wanting to learn, hallelujah, how to hear your voice. We come into this moment, hallelujah, feeling quite equipped in hearing your voice. Oh, hallelujah, Rebosaya. We come into this moment, oh God. We come into this moment carrying some things. We come into this moment needing your help with letting go of some things. We come into this moment, hallelujah, with people on our hearts. We come into this moment with relational cares, money cares. Yes, hallelujah, Reba Sanda Boshia. We come into this moment with some yearnings. Oh, God, we coming into this moment, hallelujah. Trusting you. We come into this moment not trusting. We come into this moment doubting. Come on, hello, hello. It's a very real thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're not wrong. We're not off. Don't let anyone beat you up if you having moments of doubt. The Lord meets us in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. We see it in scripture. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so maybe for some of us, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for God to show up. Amen. We're coming into this moment believing and wanting to believe even greater. We come into this moment even with some unbelief, saying, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Oh God, here we are, recognizing that you, oh God, are our source. You, oh God, are the true source. You, oh God, are our living water. You, Lord God, are really the only one that keeps us going. We are seeking you, great I am. We are seeking you, hallelujah, Alpha and Omega. You are our way. You are our truth. You are our life. You are our everlasting Father. You are our wonderful Counselor. You are our Prince of peace. And God, in all these things, in all these characteristics of you, help us to get to know you in these areas a little bit more today than yesterday. May we run to you, our Counselor, before we run to someone on this earth. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. May we run to you, Everlasting Father, even quicker before we run to, hallelujah, the trustworthy one that we find on this earth, that you've blessed us with on this earth. May we run to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for teaching us to run to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for teaching us how to abide in you. Hallelujah. We thank you for teaching us how to seek you. Hallelujah. Remain in you. Hallelujah. Trust you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our provider. And God, we thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for providing. Oh God, we thank you, Jehovah Nisi, our banner. We thank you, hallelujah, for being our banner. We thank you, hallelujah, for being our healer. Jehovah Rapha, we thank you for being our healer. You are a healer. You are still in the business of healing, healing supernaturally, healing miraculously. Healing, hallelujah, where man says is impossible. God, we come running to you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are our way maker. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Ra'ah. You are our shepherd. You, Lord God, are leading us as we come rushing to you, as we come seeking you, as we come making our petitions known to you and our supplications known to you with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are our peace. Ah, you guys, look it. I told you, I think I've mentioned it before. Every once in or sometimes, the Holy Spirit will cause my eyes to land on a word or a thing that he's speaking just to let me know, amen, that it is he. And right here it says, source. He is our source. And it was just staring at me until I stared at it. Amen. So he's confirming to us that he is. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. He is our source. He is our source. He is Elroy. He is the one. You are the one who sees. Amen. Hallelujah. You are our source. And just as surely, thank you, Holy Spirit, just as surely, hold on, I just have to say this, you are our forgiver, hallelujah, you are the one that wash us, purify us, wash us clean, made us good as new, hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us, we thank you as we humbly seek repentance and also just a changing of our mind. How do we do that? By presenting ourselves to you a living sacrifice. How about first we present ourselves a living sacrifice to him and let him change our minds. Let's learn to let him lead us into the change that maybe we even so desire. Maybe even the change that we not ready to take on. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. He is our source. Amen. He is our source. And as I stare at this bottle of water, I am reminded how I'll drink this when I have a need, when I have a thirst. Ooh, y'all. Ooh. Hold on. When I have a thirst, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, again, I want to put my eyes on it. Can I put my eyes on it? Right? But blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. I believe that the Holy Spirit is ministering to us that the Lord God is satisfying, supplying our needs, meeting us in that place of need. I have a thirst. Amen. And he provides that thirst can be satisfied. And now I'm reminded in John when Jesus said he must needs go to Samaria, hallelujah, and in speaking with a woman, hallelujah, at the well, he said, if you knew, okay, I'm going to put my eyes on it again. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, I'm going to put my eyes on it. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and he must needs go through Samaria. Right? And as he's now at the well and he begins having a conversation with a woman at the well, Jesus speaks to her and says, "Whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Lord God, we need you to satisfy, and we thank you for satisfying our thirst, satisfying our hungers. Come on, somebody. And not just spiritual, but emotional and spiritual and relational. Hallelujah. And financial. We thank you, O God, that you are supplying every need according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. As we come with some needs in this hour, God is supplying your every need according to his riches and glory. And what comes on my spirit is also that we have to be reminded and even encouraged and even in sensitive to the understanding that his ways are not like our ways. So sometimes, maybe every time, maybe all the time, we cannot look for it to happen the way we think it's going to happen. We cannot expect it to happen the way we think it will happen, the way we think it will come to pass. But we must keep our expectation in the supplier, in the one who is able, the one who has all the power, amen, hallelujah, who performs miracles, signs, and wonders, and take him out of our box. Take him out of the box. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I think the Lord just, we just need to stop on that one real fast. Take him out of, take me out of the box. That's what I feel like the Lord is saying. Take me out of the box. I'm going to wait till he lets me say something again. Take me out the box, I hear the Lord saying. I hear the Lord saying, take me out the box. Take me out of your box. Take me out of your limitations. Ah, shandobo sotoroyo. Take me out of how you expect or how you want me to do it. Take me out of when you want me to do it. Ah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, take me out of the box. 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 Even I hear the Lord, take me off of your list. Like we have a list of like, this is what I want, this is how I want it, and all that. Take me out of the off the list. What if I decide to do it exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever ask, think, or imagine? What if? Oh, glory. Take us higher in you, O God. Take us deeper in you, O God. Take us wider in you, O God. Hallelujah. Take us to another dimension, another place in you. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Even teach us how to expect according to your limitlessness versus according to our limits. Our limits. Thank you, oh, God. Teach us and cause us to pray according to there being no boundaries with you versus the boundaries we see, the impossibilities we see, we know, we're so familiar with. Let these places, Lord God, where we're crying out about the things that we need and believing you for on earth, let it be let us switch our mind and switch our perspective and let it be our opportunity that I can fall deeper in love with you, that my relationship with you can go to a place that I never imagined that my worship in my prayer life in my praise life in my reading the word and understanding you, hallelujah, and me getting wisdom and discernment to, can be richer and become richer than I could have ever expected. And just so happen in that process, these things I start to acquire and get. And what happens is I find that in me seeking you, in us seeking ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, hallelujah, that be the sole thing I desire. And then the power that the thing has on me to want it so bad is disempowered, is weakened. And I'm not controlled by the things and the dictated by the things, but no, it's you that I want so bad. It's you that we want to love with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength. I even see it. I even see it. Come on, we got to be in the spirit to get this. But it even so much that I can be in a studio apartment, not even a one bedroom, and it feels like a mansion. I think that aligns with scripture more than we realize. That I can be in my 2004 car and it feels like a Rolls Royce. And I know it's a Rolls Royce. And everybody else will be like, no, y'all wrong. We want to seek you. We want you, oh God, and we want you to help us in the desire of you more than the desire of the things. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking me back to you being the source. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the source for those who are experiencing physical ailments and needing you to heal and needing you to move in our bodies and needing you to move, hallelujah, as we're going to the doctor's appointments and needing you to move, hallelujah, amen, even in the midst of the bad reports and needing you, oh God, to pour out your healing grace and soften the pains and remove the pains, oh God, and heal. We thank you that we need you to heal the broken hearts, oh God, and the ailing hearts and the crying hearts, oh God, and we need you, hallelujah, to deal. We say out of the word says that out of the abundance of the heart, amen, flows the issues. Hallelujah, Rebasandaya. We need you to deal with our heart concerns and the heart matters. Hallelujah. We need you, oh God, to deal with and restore our soul. We need you, oh God, to provide in those places where financially we are in the little place, in the lacking place, in the hoping and prayerful place. We thank you for blessing, Lord God, in that financial space and in taking our financial life to a healthier place, a wealthier place, oh God. We need you for those of us who are seeking employment and career opportunities. And as you have called us to step out on faith, hallelujah, to pursue the thing and do the thing. And we thank you that you are the one that's ushering us in and opening the doors. And may we walk by faith, and may our action, hallelujah, ignite, amen, hallelujah, and not it trying to make sense to us first, but may we act, may we respond as you instruct us, and may we grow in that place of acting and responding to you without hesitation. May we be quick to move and trusting you, O God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for entering into our homes and blessing us in our homes with the peace and removing the strife, hallelujah, in the stress, and even not necessarily for some of us, all of us, one of us, not necessarily just simply removing it, but using it as a change agent and saying, no, I want you to change in some ways. Ooh, 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 ooh. Mm-hmm. We thank you, oh God. May we have eyes to see and understanding. Mm-hmm. And how to respond. May thank you for teaching us how to respond by faith and how to respond speaking life to the thing and your report to the thing, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are helping us in our a dream life, Lord God, to even dream again and making our dream life even healthier, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O God, for blessing those of us who have sleep issues, Heavenly Father, and meet us in that place with your peace, your shalom. May it overtake us, O God. Lord Jesus, you are our source for every single thing. Each person under the sound of my voice has a thing. Has a thing that they've been calling to you about, looking to you about, and maybe not even having the full articulation of the thing. Maybe then got to a place where feeling like giving up, have given up, or that doesn't have a word, or can't even muster up the energy to utter a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us. Whew, thank you, Jesus. You are trustworthy. You are reliable. You are dependable. You are more real than the hearing of me or the seeing of me. You're more real. You're more real. You're more real. And we thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you for pursuing us that now we find ourselves pursuing you. Overtake us, O God. We thank you, O God, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, O God, that you are God, hallelujah, of the process. And may we trust you as we're walking through the process. I'm reminded, hallelujah, of in Daniel. Hold on, I was turning to one place, but now we're going to take a little detour. Can we take a little detour? Is it okay if we take a little detour? I know it's somewhere. Hold on, y'all. I'm a little bit drunk in the spirit and blind in the spirit. So I know I'm going somewhere. Where am I going? I know I am. I know I am. Thank you, Jesus. Where are we going? Where are we going? We're going to Daniel. There we are. Hallelujah. We're going to Daniel. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. Hold on. We're going to find it. We're going to find it. And we're going to take our time and find it. Okay? We're going to take our time and find it. It's somewhere. And Daniel. Yep, found it. Found it. I heard somebody say where it was. I think somebody said it, and then I heard them. So look, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them. Nebuchadnezzar being the king, right? Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? So Nebuchadnezzar the king established a golden image of himself, and the people had to bow down and worship it. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. Right? And now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So then Nebuchadnezzar throws them. They turn up the fiery furnace seven times. They make it seven times hotter. They throw them into the furnace. The soldiers that go to throw them in the furnace is so hot that they get burnt. Amen. And they get bit by the fire, by that which tried to take down God's people. Come on, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And then Nebuchadnezzar is astonished because he sees not three men but four, and they're all loosed. Amen. And why are we mentioning this? Because I really believe that the Holy Spirit is evolving us to the place of, listen, as long as I have God, right? Oh, he said the process, right? The God of the process. As long as I have God, my focus is on God and not the fire. My focus is on God, not me being in the furnace. My focus is on God and not the process. Amen. And this is a place that we grow and we evolve as we daily, hourly, minutely, secondly, present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. But I don't know about you, but I want to grow into a place that my peace is I'm with God, and my worship and my praise is I'm not seeing what everybody else is seeing. Nebuchadnezzar and everybody else is seeing the fire seven times hotter, the furnace, and they're astonished because, wait, how is this happening? This is a miraculous thing. But in the thing, hallelujah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were with the Lord. Which brings me back even earlier to the opportunity that comes even in the fiery place. An opportunity to meet God and experience God in a way that I wouldn't have if not this process. Now, granted, we don't always like the process. And granted, this is not saying that everything is like, oh yeah, this is great, but it's pushing me to like become even more prayerful. It's pushing me to become even more trusting of God. It's pushing me to get even closer to God. It's pushing me to get off of this world system and on the kingdom system. It's pushing me to have the heavenly desires and not worldly, earthly desires. Is pushing me, amen, to experience and encounter the miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. It's pushing us. It's pushing us to understand that this thing is not meant to destroy us, but in the breaking, there's a releasing of a new oil, a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We do not understand what you are doing. We do not understand the way you are taking us. But God, we say thank you in the circumstance. We say thank you in the thing. Thank you in the fire. Thank you, healer. Thank you, way maker. Thank you, our source. Thank you, our way. Thank you, our truth. Thank you, our life. Speak your truth to us, and may we come into agreement and start to rehearse and reiterate that. May that be the thing we have on repeat. May that be the thing we speak, even if it sounds crazy. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our wonderful counselor. Counsel us, O God, according to your wisdom and not the wisdom of this world. We thank you, O God, that you are our everlasting Father, that you are our shepherd. You are the one leading us. We thank you for leading us, even if it's a way that we don't necessarily want to take. We thank you. We trust you in the leading. We thank you that you are our healer. We believe you to heal. And I just speak Psalm 91 over us. We thank you, O God, for your blood. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for your forgiveness. We thank you, O God, for your grace. We thank you, O God, for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your help. We thank you, O God, for making a way. We thank you, O God, for the favor. We thank you, O God, for opening that door. We thank you, O God, for the divine connecting. We thank you, O God, for the divine aligning. We thank you, O God, for the divine courage. We thank you, O God, for the divine boldness. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for the platform that you are establishing. We thank you, O God, for the venue. We thank you, hallelujah, for the application. We thank you for the approval. We thank you, hallelujah, Rebosandaya, for the interview. We thank you for the good news of the hire. We thank you, O God, for the business increase. We thank you, O God, for the flood. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the turnaround. We thank you, O God, for the relief. We thank you, O God, for life more abundantly. We thank you for the joy. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for the laughter, making us to laugh in those places where we've been crying, in those places where we thought was impossible. We thought was over. We thought never could happen. We thank you, O God, for remembering us. We thank you, O God, for promoting us. We thank you, O God, for strengthening us. We thank you, O God, for multiplying us. We thank you, O God, for causing us to be fruitful. We thank you, O God, for a closer, beautiful relationship with you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that as we pray, you hear us. We thank you that as we call unto you, you are answering us. We thank you, oh God. We just say thank you. Thank you. Our faith and my faith says that you are moving in each and every single one of our lives, oh God. in the very specific and detailed ways that we need. And I thank you, oh God, for just the beautiful testimonies, and may you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.